Chapter 12.
First things first, Ada, I sighed as I crossed my hands across my lap. If we're going to help you get Div out of the picture, then we need to know more about him. Where is this nightclub of his? Does he have any weaknesses? Are there any surprises we need to be aware of when we're fighting him?
Patience, my new ally and soon-to-be baby daddy. I'll tell you everything you want to know. I'm surprised your little redhead here doesn't already know every tiny detail about Div.
I was never that into demonology.
Janine shrugged.
Like, don't get me wrong, I believe in all that stuff. It's just not as interesting to me as cryptids and ghosts and magic. All I remember about Div is he's some sort of creature from the Middle East that's super fat and eats human flesh as a delicacy.
Not bad for somebody who doesn't know anything.
Ada winked at the archaeology student.
Though I will admit your description sounds very textbook. The Div I know is all of those things you mentioned, but he's also an egotistical fat swine who is just as full of himself as he is human body parts. You know the type. He probably looks at himself in the mirror during sex with those concubines of his.
He's obese and eats human flesh, yet women still want to be with him.
Money and power is a hell of an aphrodisiac, Carter. It's not real power, though. Werepanthers like you are the ones with the real power in these situations, which is exactly why he wants you gone. You're a threat to his fragile little ego.
But Carter's not a threat to you?
I hope not.
Ada said, as her eyes narrowed in the redhead's direction.
Do I have cause to be worried? Would you really hurt the mother of your child?
We haven't had sex yet.
Yet? So you won't hurt me.
He didn't say he was going to have sex with you.
Yeah, he did.
Ada smiled. What?
We
haven't had sex yet, Ada said, and her voice sounded exactly like mine, but with emphasis on the yet.
Oh my god, will you stop using your magic on us?
Oh, what magic?
Ada smiled.
I'm just making sure Carter knows how much I want him to fulfill his end of the bargain. I don't want to make him angry with me. I'm only a shy, small, fragile woman trying to make her way in this scary world. I need my big, strong werepanther to take care of me in all the ways.
Holy crap, you just keep spinning shit, don't you?
Janine pinched the bridge of her nose and sighed.
So you won't hurt me, will you, Carter?
Ada batted her long, dark eyelashes at me as she made a pouty face.
I'm just so eager to please you.
Then keep up your end of the bargain, and don't even think of betraying us.
Oh, Carter, Carter, Carter.
The succubus trailed off as she clicked her tongue.
Do you really think so little of me?
Well, I literally met you only an hour ago. I don't know what to think of you.
Well, I can promise you one thing. My word will always be true. I couldn't get to where I am today if I was constantly killing people or stabbing my friends in the back.
Aren't you literally trying to kill the guy across town? That's like what this entire meeting is about.
The relationship between Div and I is a bit more complicated. We've never liked each other. Ever since the beginning, Div thought I was inferior to him simply because I was a woman. That and the fact that I refused to bow down and fuck him like so many other women have done over the years, which actually happens a lot. What is it about me that screams down to fuck?
Maybe because you're a literal sex demon.
So? That may have been what I was originally created for. But I've moved beyond those primitive sorts of ways. Once I started up this establishment and realized I was going to be around for all eternity, I changed my focus. You know the saying, we're here for a good time, not a long time? Well, I'm here for a good time and a long one. Now that I'm teaming up with a werepanther, nothing can stop me.
The phrasing of her sentence sent me back a bit. Nothing could stop her? I was the one who could kill paranormal creatures here, and the last thing I wanted was to be used as some succubus's lapdog in her quest for ultimate power. Us, I growled not so subtly. If we're going to be working together, then it's us, not me.
Oh, right.
Ada said as her face flushed red.
I'm sorry, I'm just used to being alone in everything I do. Of course, I mean you and beautiful Janine as well. That's my new family now.
My first instinct was to feel bad for the succubus, but I was somewhat hesitant to express my emotion. For all I knew, Ada could have just been trying to manipulate me and make me feel like an asshole so she could wrap me around her little finger. I couldn't let that happen. It's fine. Now, back to Div. What are we dealing with here? Is he magic, or will he crumple under my grasp like those guys back in the alleyway did?
He's not strong physically. From a physical standpoint, he's about as intimidating as Jabba the Hutt. What you have to watch out for with Div, though, are his abilities with magic.
A sorcerer. So, like, what kind of magic are we talking about here? Is it more subtle and mischievous stuff like the stuff you've tried on us? Or badass, potentially world-ending shit like Gandalf?
He can't do anything I can do. One who has truly mastered the magic of the Ancient Ones is capable of doing whatever the hell they want without much opposition.
Fuck me. I grumbled as Janine and I exchanged a concerned glance.
Luckily for you, Div is not a master sorcerer. He's a low-level magic demon that I think even an apprentice-level sorcerer can take down if they played their cards right. You should have seen the look on your faces, though.
That's still a problem, because neither of us are even at apprentice level.
No?
Ada raised a dark eyebrow in the redhead's direction.
What was that back at the crash site, then? Your changeling magic?
I don't really know how to control it. In the moment, I just kind of point it in a direction and hope for the best.
A discoverer-level magician, then.
Ada nodded, and then a happy smile twisted up her lips.
That's okay, my dear. We were all there at some point in our lives. All it means is you are currently a blob of wet clay just waiting for somebody to come along and mold you into the piece of fabulous art you were meant to be.
And you're that magician? I asked with a raised eyebrow.
Oh, heavens, no.
Ada scoffed as she placed a hand on her chest.
I'm afraid us succubi are impotent when it comes to magic. I've got a few tricks here and there, of course, but nothing direct. Besides, I much prefer to slay my enemies using my claws and teeth anyway. Way more intimate.
That seemed to work back in the alleyway, I said with a smirk. I think your teeth and claws will work great on Div.
I can't kill him.
Ada shook her head.
He's impervious to my natural abilities, so unless you've got an enchanted knife or bullets I can borrow, I can't do much.
You don't have any enchanted weapons lying around here?
Why would I have the only type of weapon that can kill me in the place where I live? Seems very counterproductive.
So, none of us are anywhere near Div's level of magic. I rubbed my temples and took a deep breath. And the only weapons we have can't harm him. Is trying to assassinate this guy really a good idea?
Can we even assassinate him? It sounds like we're trying to attack a rock giant with a wooden stick.
Haven't you been paying attention, my loves? Carter is the key. Werepanthers can kill any other paranormal creature, right? It doesn't matter if they're enchanted or if they're demons or even if they're products of the Ancient Ones themselves. Janine and I might not be able to kill Div, Carter, but you can, and you will.
Does that mean he can't kill me, then? I frowned. If I'm a paranormal creature, too, then wouldn't I only be able to be killed by another werepanther?
Oh, no, no, no.
Ada sighed, and then she looked over at Janine.
I thought you were the expert in all this.
Only to the extent that I can learn from human scholars.
Right. So, not very much. It's not a two-way street, I'm afraid. Your ability to kill other paranormal creatures comes with a trade-off. You might be the strongest of all the monsters in the world, but you're also not impervious to bullets or knives or getting crushed by falling rocks or having your neck snapped in a car crash or...
I get the picture. I guess that makes sense, since those cultists were able to stab me. And the bullets from Div's cronies definitely did some damage.
But you healed.
The succubus noted as she gestured to my shoulder.
There was a bullet hole there when I met you, no? Of course he can heal,
Janine said in a somewhat snarky tone.
All were-creatures heal when they turn back into their human forms. Didn't you know that?
Oh.
Ada whistled, and then she shot me a wink.
This one's got a mouth on her, huh? I bet you love that, Carter.
Dull, throbbing heat rose up into my cheeks as they turned dark red, and I instantly tried to get the conversation back on track. There's still two major problems. I've barely fought anybody who can use magic before. Hell, I didn't even know magic was real until, like, yesterday.
You just need to trust in your panther instincts, my soon-to-be lover. Div's bag of tricks mostly revolves around nightmare magic.
Motherfucking shit!
Janine blurted out, and then she covered her hand with her mouth.
Sorry.
I take it you know something about nightmare magic, I asked as I turned to the redhead. Please, explain.
Nightmare magic is complicated. One of the most utilitarian forms of magic out there. Obviously, as the name implies, most demons and sorcerers use it to evoke nightmares in their targets. But it's also used to cause hallucinations, sleep paralysis, general depressive states, and maybe worst of all, they can be used to summon the servants of Osiris.
I have no idea what those are, I responded with a gulp. But they sound a lot worse than sleep paralysis and depression.
The Haramibah.
Ada shuddered.
The Soul Stealers. They are the main reason I haven't tried to kill Div by myself already.
I'm assuming these things are bad news. Like, really bad news?
The Haramibah were used by Osiris to claim the souls of those who refused to die. They were basically like supernatural repo men or tax collectors, but just for human souls.
Let me guess, they can't be killed either.
Actually, they can be. You are a were-panther, that's the whole point. You can kill anything. They are beings of flesh and blood just like you and I, though they spawn from the deepest pits of the underworld.
Well, that's a plus, I said with a half-smile. But I'm still confused. Why is it that some paranormal creatures can be killed by anyone, but most of them can only be killed by enchanted weapons or were-panthers?
It's complicated. Very, very complicated. And it involves a plethora of mythological lore involving the various religious canons of many different peoples.
Is there an abridged version? Something you could cut down to layman's terms? Actually, explain it to me like I'm a toddler. Ada rubbed her chin as she mulled over my suggestion. She opened her mouth a few times to speak, but then she just took a slight breath and went back to thinking. She muttered to herself silently for a minute or so before, finally, she clapped her hands together.
Okay, I've got it. You're familiar with Greek mythology, correct?
Yeah, I took a whole class on it. It's fascinating stuff.
You know how there are many different beings in Greek mythology, and there are different tiers of godhood?
Ada asked, and I answered with a silent nod.
Well, that's how it is for us. Up at the top, you have the creator of all things. What their name is, or how they are portrayed, or worshipped, or interact with the world, is all stuff lesser beings quibble over. Then you have your life-bringers, the beings that have directly interacted with the earth over the course of its existence. That is where beings like Osiris, Bast, Zeus, Quetzalcoatl, and Odin would stand. Under them, you've got the beings of purpose, which are the creatures put onto this earth by the life-bringers to serve a certain function. That would be creatures such as the fae, phoenixes, rainbirds, and the like. Next are the speakers of the life-bringers, though I like to call them the middlemen. They are creatures who exist purely as a middleman between the world of the supernatural and the world of man. After that are the beings of pleasure, who are still supernatural creatures, but they don't have much power in the grand scheme of things and exist mostly to deal with the desires of humanity. That would be you? Indeed,
Ada said with a nod.
As well as djinn or leprechauns.
And then humans are at the very bottom.
They are. But they are not alone down there. The servant level is made up of humans, animals, cultists, spirits. Pretty much anyone or anything used as a pawn by the life-bringers to enact their desires or hungers.
That's still pretty complicated for a toddler, I reminded the dark-haired woman. I totally get the concept, but why does that matter as to who can kill who?
Because, Carter, much like a boxer, you can only fight in your weight class or lower. Div is a middleman, and I am a being of pleasure. So he could kill me easily, but I couldn't kill him without powerful magic. Or a special creature designed specifically for killing.
Where does a werepanther fall in this hierarchy? Or other were-creatures, for that matter?
We don't know.
Ada shrugged.
All we know is they are like normal paranormal shifters, just like how a station wagon and a Ferrari are both cars, but not at all the same. Werepanthers are either created directly by Bast or blessed by her, and she was once one of the most powerful of the Lifebringers. It is said they can kill anything, from the servants all the way up to the beings of purpose. I've heard it theorized that werepanthers were created by Bast to protect the humans from the other types of beings, but I'm not sure that's entirely true, because they can breed with all paranormals and beings of purpose.
Have they ever killed a Lifebringer? I asked, and my heart pounded in my chest at the thought.
Nobody has killed a Lifebringer, Carter. Though I appreciate the gusto.
None of this matters if we can't get his powers under control, though. This whole plan is dependent on Carter being in his werepanther form, but we don't even know what triggers it.
Then we need to find out. As much as I know about the world of Lifebringers, my knowledge on werepanthers is scarce, since you poor things have been hunted to near extinction. You still know way more than me. Aw, sweetie,
Ada said, as she smiled at the other woman.
Don't be too hard on yourself. I've taken a special interest in werepanthers after I began to get the itch to have some babies. It may sound like I know a bunch, but this is many years of gathering small scraps. But enough of us measuring our metaphorical dicks. How can we get Carter to control his shifting?
Well, let's start with the basics. There hasn't been a full moon in weeks, so I don't think that's my trigger.
I think everybody knows that's only the trigger for werewolves. In the legends, at least.
It's true in the real world as well. Though most of the werewolves I know are able to control it at will.
You know a bunch of werewolves? I asked, before I realized what I was saying. Of course you do.
I know plenty of were-animals. Were-wolves, were-turtles, were-bears, even a couple of were-bats.
Aren't those just vampires?
Oh, don't say that to them. They'll tear your spine out of your body if they ever hear you compare them to those disgusting nightwalkers.
So, Carter can't control his shift at will yet, and it's definitely not the moon that causes his transformation.
Janine pondered as she tapped a finger to her lip.
Let's think about what was happening each time you transformed.
Well, the very first time was when I was about to have my heart cut out by a bunch of crazy Khonsu-worshipping cultists. Then the second time was when we were in the hotel room just hanging out. And again in the alleyway when we were attacked.
A hotel room?
Ada cooed as she looked back and forth between the two of us.
Was this before or after you pumped her tight little tunnel full of your thick, creamy sperm?
Oh, God.
Janine groaned as she covered her face with her hands.
So, it was during.
Ada smiled at us. No. I lied, but the back of my neck heated up. Janine was taking a shower and I was just sitting there thinking about everything that had happened.
So, it didn't happen when you were in the act?
The succubus asked with a disappointed frown.
There goes my theory.
Well...
Janine sputtered as her face turned beet red.
Okay, he almost turned when we were, enjoying each other's carnal pleasures.
Fucking. You can say fucking in front of me, love. Was this before he came inside of you the first time or afterwards when he was giving you round two?
It was round two.
Janine's face was bright red. Again. I didn't turn all the way, though. I just kind of partially turned.
Details, Carter.
The succubus purred as she waved her hand in a circular pattern toward herself.
I need more details. I need them. Very, very bad.
My face turned warm as I thought about how much detail I wanted to get into. On the one hand, I'd just met this woman, and I didn't want to go into all the nitty-gritty details about my sexual adventures. On the other hand, she'd made it pretty obvious she wanted to fuck me and get pregnant. Ada seemed like she really wanted to help me get my powers under control, and the only way she could form an accurate hypothesis was if she knew the truth. So I took a deep breath, glanced at Janine, and then started to talk. I let the primal animal inside of me take over.
Ooh.
Ada clapped her hands together and shot Janine an amused glare.
You like it a bit rough, don't you?
It wasn't that rough,
Janine blurted out, and then she put her hand over her mouth and looked at the ground. That's it, though. My body never changed other than my eyes. I was able to keep the werepanther form from taking over completely.
And what were you thinking about while Janine was in the shower,
Ada smirked as she placed her hands on her hips.
Were you thinking about what had just happened?
It was before that happened, I corrected the dark-haired woman. And if you must know, I was thinking about how those men had almost hurt Janine and how much it pissed me off.
Let's look at the patterns here. You were about to get killed twice, and then you were thinking about how those men were trying to kill us both. Is it anger that makes you change?
Like the Hulk? Maybe, but I didn't change when we first got attacked in the limo, remember? I didn't transform until we were taking cover behind the crashed car.
Then perhaps it's not anger, but stress,
Ada said as she stroked her chin.
That would fit into all three of those situations.
Maybe, I retorted with a shrug. Now the question is, how the fuck do we test that theory?
Simple. I put you under a lot of stress. Close your eyes and relax, Carter Hatfield.
Well, this sounded like it was going to be a lot of fun. I'll try. It's not exactly a relaxing situation we're in right now.
Even better. That just means it'll be easier to get you where you need to be.
Yay. I shook away my misgivings, and I tried to relax all of my muscles as I shifted my butt down into the vinyl cushion beneath me and leaned back against the chair. Next, I placed the palms of my hands firmly against both chair arms, rubbed them twice, and then took a deep breath as I gripped the edges gently. My eyes closed slowly as I released my breath, and soon I was as calm as a cucumber. Is this really the best course of action? I thought I needed to be stressed out. This chair is so comfy, I think I might just fall asleep.
I need a baseline. Now, this next part is very important. As I say each of the scenarios out loud, I want you to picture them as vividly as you possibly can. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about the comfy chair you're sitting in or the music that's pounding through the walls right now. Just clear your mind. Focus on my words.
I'll do my best.
All right. Then let's begin. I want you to think back to the woods, where the Order of the Lunar God was preparing to sacrifice you. Remember their faces. Remember the glint of their blades as they sharpened them to a deadly point. Remember the downright disrespectful words they said as they readied to slice your heart from your chest and make you another name on the list of werepanthers who have lost their lives over the years.
As Ada spoke, I thought back to that night in the woods. I remembered it as vividly as if it were happening right now. From the dark crimson robes of the cultists, to the screeching of the cicadas, to even the nasty garlic-laced breath the high priest blew in my face when he took his last gurgled breath. Hell, I even remembered the flavor of the meal I'd eaten just before I was kidnapped. Campus's famous taco bowl, complete with undercooked rice, mushy tomatoes, and meat that I was only 80% sure was cow.
Do you feel anything yet?
Nothing. Keep trying.
All right, then. Think about what happened when you were coming to my nightclub. Remember how those men killed my innocent driver and then came at you? They were going to kill you, Carter, and that adorable little redhead sitting next to you. They were going to pump her full of bullets and then toss her body in the Ohio. Or, even worse, they'd feed it to the servants of Osiris.
This time, I felt the rage burning up from deep inside my gut, and the blood in my veins started to pulse intensely as it grew as hot as lava. Then my muscles began to tingle, but I wasn't quite transforming just yet. I think it's working, I hissed through gritted teeth, but I kept my eyes firmly squeezed shut.
Good. Then I'll keep going. They may have just killed Janine and dumped her in the river, but they would have done much more twisted things with you, Carter. Div would have had you brought back to his lounge, where he would have subjected you to all sorts of horrific, drawn-out tortures before he finally killed you. Afterwards, you would have become a permanent display on his trophy wall, courtesy of one of Cincinnati's finest taxidermists.
A taxidermist who does humans? I frowned. Or, I guess, things that look like humans.
For enough money, you can get people to do anything.
As Ada spoke, I kept getting more and more angry. However, the tingling sensation that had overtaken my body started to wane, and the pure vitriol that had been bubbling up through my stomach was now gone. Somehow, I wasn't on the verge of my transformation anymore. Nothing, I growled as I opened my eyes. Are my eyes even any different? Ada's emerald green eyes looked into mine as she bent down before me and inspected my pupils. Her large breasts hung down and just about spilled out of her bikini top as she bent forward, and it took every inch of willpower in my body to keep from staring.
They look fine to me. Beautiful as a forest after a heavy rain, but not glowing at all.
Fuck, I said with a frown. I felt the transformation coming on, but then it went away.
Sorry to edge you like that, my dear.
Ada winked as she stood back up.
We might have to try another approach.
I don't understand why it didn't work. It sounded like Div had some pretty horrific things in mind if he'd actually killed you. Way more horrific than what he was going to do to me.
Suddenly, Ada's eyes widened, and she rubbed her hands together.
I think I've got it,
the succubus said, and then she sauntered over so she was behind Janine. Without warning, Ada wrapped her right arm around Janine's throat and lifted her out of the chair in a chokehold. At the same time, she unsheathed one of the razor-sharp claws in her left hand and held it up to Janine's jugular.
Oh, what the fuck, Ada?
Janine gasped as she tried to pull away.
On second thought, Carter, I'm double-crossing you. Div's stronger anyway. Now, say goodbye to your little love bug.
For a split second, I felt the rage build up in my system. But then it quickly dissipated as I thought through the situation. Ada wasn't actually going to hurt Janine. She was just trying to make me change. I appreciate the effort, but you really need to work on your acting skills if you want to be believable.
Ugh, damn it.
The succubus grumbled as she released Janine from her grip.
I thought that would work.
Janine's ass landed back in the seat with a soft thud, and then the redhead sprang to her feet and turned on her heels.
Don't ever do that again!
The redhead growled as she pointed a finger in Ada's face.
I thought you were going to slit my throat!
That was the point, love.
Ada shrugged.
I thought if Carter thought you were in danger, it would bring out the animal inside.
Janine's scowl faded into a disappointed frown, and her eyebrows raised up as she crossed her arms across her chest. The redhead tilted her head to the right as her chocolate eyes shot daggers at Ada, but she finally just shook her head and sighed.
I'll admit,
Janine said with a snort.
That was good. Apparently not good enough. He's still in his human form.
So it's not just stress generically, and it's not fear for Janine's life. I trailed off as I tried to figure it all out.
But it obviously does have something to do with Janine. You started to change when I talked about all the terrible things that would happen to her, and you were with her every single time you've transformed.
No, he wasn't. I mean, I was there in the woods watching him the first time, but he didn't know it was me until after he had already hulked out and killed the OLG members.
Is that so?
Ada nodded as a smile twisted up her lips and her eyes lit up like diamonds.
The plot thickens, then.
But there has to be a correlation between it all. If it's not stress, anger, or love, though, what is it?
I would suggest arousal, but that doesn't make sense if you were alone with cultists in the woods, unless you found a bunch of middle-aged men in red cloaks attractive.
Not a chance. I gagged, and then I racked my brain further. Could it be fear? Like, I was afraid I was going to die in the woods, and I was afraid Janine was going to be killed by the OLG, and then again in the shootout.
Sounds plausible. So that just begs the question, what are you afraid of, Carter?
Clowns. I fucking hate clowns.
Clowns?
Ada raised an eyebrow. Have you seen It? Or Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Or Poltergeist? Those movies all fucked me up when I was little. Plus, why the fuck are they always smiling? Nothing in the world is that fucking funny.
I don't think there's any clowns that would be available for hire on such short notice. Is there anything else you're afraid of? Anything more tangible or easily accessible?
I'm not afraid of much. Though, I do really hate heights.
Scared of heights.
Ada smirked.
Now that I can help you with. Follow me.
The succubus stood from her chair and headed over to the doors on the far side of her office. Janine and I exchanged cautious glances, but then we got up and followed Ada. The muted, deep bass of nightclub music echoed through the hall and practically shook the walls as we strolled through the dimly lit passageway, and we passed by several employees as they hustled around with various drinks, food, and money in their possession, until I finally saw a large red neon sign at the end of the hallway. A sign that read, "Stairs." I really, really didn't like where this was going.